Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Friday, July 2nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Nepal, where a verdict has been handed down in the case of evangelist Manja Tamang. Already in prison for 2 years, he faces 20 years for a murder he didn't commit. After 2 years in court, Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says the news isn't good.
They decided that they will uphold the judgment that was made previously, that they will not free him. And this was quite shocking and sad news, because the tremendous amount of evidence was presented that Manja was innocent.
Please pray for those involved in ministry in Nepal, as this verdict is discouraging to those already facing persecution. Next, peace is a key to reconciliation around the world. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship decided to explore that relationship through the biblical concept of shalom. Jimmy McGee heads up the Pilgrimage for Reconciliation and says they studied the demonstration of it.
We're not only studying the theological implications of it within the scriptures, we're then doing a historical review of observing how has shalom been broken and then how has it been restored. It's much more of a sober reality of our humanity.
McGee says they're developing shalom leaders.
The staff who went through one summer of experience now get students to come with them to study shalom in an international context. So it's not only studying, we actually take a trail of tears. We actually study the African-American history of slavery, Jim Crow, and civil rights in this country. We're sending students to Croatia and the Balkans, and then we're sending a second group to South Africa.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video about Buckner's work with AIDS orphans and their efforts to share the gospel with them. It's also available on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.